Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios as we wanted to visit a little bit with a fellow by the name of Blake Burris. Now, you probably don't know Blake Burris, but you're going to hear very quickly because we're going to tell you about him and you're going to hear a lot more from him. Recently, in fact, just the other day, Blake joined us as a new member of our team here at KJAN. He'll be assisting in the news and sports rooms and having some fun with folks around Southwest Iowa, entertaining and informing and all that fun stuff. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you for having me. Definitely a new adventure for me moving here to Atlantic and being part of KJAN, and very excited to be here and get started here.
Yeah, and you did have to move here. You're not an Iowan.
Yeah, no, definitely. Coming from Newcastle, Indiana, it's about 45 minutes east of Indianapolis, for people that don't know, home of the Basketball Hall of Fame. So made the 8.5-hour drive out here this weekend, got all settled in, and been a good move so far.
Did you have any apprehensions when somebody called you and said, hey, we'd like to have you on board, but you got to move to Southwest Iowa to do it?
It was definitely a little turn of the stomach a little bit, not knowing how I want to do it. But after talking with family, and my grandparents kind of did the same thing, moved far away from home, and talking to them, said it's the best decision they ever made. So definitely have a lot of love and support at home that were behind me in the decision.
You're pretty close with your family?
Very, very close with my family, especially my grandfather.
Yeah, it always been that way? They've just been very supportive?
Yeah, always. He, with all my grandparents, but especially him, he was always one. He never missed a sporting event, never missed a school event. He drove me and my sister to school for a long time, so definitely very blessed that way to have four great grandparents and two great parents.
Yeah, very lucky. Not everyone has that kind of a situation. You're very lucky to be able to do that. It really helps to kind of point you in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially telling stories from how it was when they came, and from small towns in Pennsylvania. Then my mom's parents are from two small towns in Kentucky, so both made the move. And so definitely hard to tell them that, hey, I'm moving 8.5 hours away. They didn't take it too good at first, but after they realized the opportunity, they were all for it.
Yeah, well, it's good, because you would think that being that close as a family that you would probably be more inclined to stay close. They'd probably be more inclined to want you to stay close. But, you know, at some point, you got to get out and experience things on your own and not rely on family all the time. They're always a phone call away or a whatever away these days.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll definitely be making trips out here. My mom and dad have already said they're going to be out here once a month or every other month, or try to be. So, you know, 8.5 hours, it's not too far when you really think about it. A simple drive, or, hey, there's an airport about 45 minutes in Omaha, so hop on a plane and head out here.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about your journey, about little Blake Burris. When did he get the itch to do radio?
I got the itch to do radio at an early age. It came from, I'm in a small town in Newcastle, so me and my dad would always listen to the Newcastle sports on the radio. And just from an early age, I always didn't know exactly what I wanted to do in the broadcasting, but I knew I wanted to be involved in sports, play-by-play. And then as I got a little bit older, I love Dick Vitale and Bill Rafferty, and it's like, hey, man, those guys have the best job. If you can't be playing sports, you might as well be talking about it. So probably about early high school is when I really realized that, hey, I want to do some play-by-play and in the sports media world.
Very good. You went to Ball State University.
Yep, graduated from Ball State University. It's about 30 minutes away from my hometown of Newcastle in Muncie, Indiana, home of David Letterman, who, if you don't know, you know, we got one famous guy there at least, and he's always around on campus. And so I loved my time there at Ball State for 4.5 years, and small campus, but big enough to venture out and definitely meet a lot of great people.
Yeah. Journalism was your specialty there? That was your major?
Yep, sports journalism there, and in both sports and news. So get a little bit of the best of both worlds. So yeah, Ball State was a great experience for me. Definitely learned a lot, and they do a good job of, hey, here, we're going to throw you out in there, but we're not going to let you drown either. We're going to let you float around a little bit, but when you need the help, they're there to help support you and guide you in the right direction.
Yeah, sure. Well, and you know, a recent graduate, so not a tremendous amount of experience after college, but you've been around a little bit around the media.
Yeah, definitely. I was fortunate enough in high school to do a vocational program my junior and senior year in radio broadcasting, and that got me a lot of great experience of, interviewing and finding what to do and what not to do, and then getting to Ball State there, like you said, that just took it to the next level. So not a lot of experience, but enough to know that, hey, this is what I want to do, and this is the career that I chose and really love to do.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to. We'll hear you on the air. We'll hear you also on the web at KJAN.com, helping us out with KJAN-TV and all those kinds of things as well, and posting things on the web, all that kind of stuff that we do so much of here. You were telling me the other day that Newcastle, where you're from over in Indiana, is just, it's a few thousand bigger than Atlantic population-wise, but you mentioned there seem like there's similarities.
Yeah, we were driving around on Saturday with my parents just trying to get know my surroundings a little bit, and even my dad said, hey, the more we drive around, the more it kind of looks like Newcastle. You have a couple things here and there, but kind of a small town, pretty quiet town. So that part definitely makes that long move a little easier, and you start driving around, hey, this kind of feels a little bit like home. We got some restaurants here and there. You got the people around have been very, very nice and welcoming to me so far. So couldn't ask for a better start.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long time for me, but it's always fun to get the career started, to get that first opportunity, because it's not easy. I mean, the job interview process and throwing resumes out and getting yourself out there online and whatever you need to do these days to get noticed, that's a tough process.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's very, very different now. Like you said, you get the resume out and you start going online and finding jobs, and hey, you try to apply and hopefully you hear back. Some of them you do, some of them you get a response back that, hey, we're not interested, and some others you don't ever hear anything back from. So it was a good experience. Luckily, my mom's an HR person, so she knows a lot about the resume part and the interviewing process. So I definitely had a lot of help there.
It's like other things in life. Sometimes you hear a lot of no's, but you keep plugging through because eventually you're going to hear that yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, when I got the email from here to set up an interview, I was excited and nervous. And then when you reached out about the second one, I was even more excited and even more nervous about it. So I felt like it all went good. And, man, what a feeling it was when you finally get that first, offer of, hey, now this isn't just a college job now. It's your profession, job, what you want to do. So, like I said, it was exciting and nerve-wracking as well. So, but better nerves than, anything.
Do you have kind of a game plan on how you attack this all now that it's a real thing and you're getting your career off and running?
I don't know. I really have a set game plan. Luckily, I've met some great people here and know I'm going to rely on them for a lot of help. You and Asa and Rick with the news. So going to rely on you three to really kind of push me along here and show me the do's and the don'ts of the business. And hopefully we do it pretty well.
Well, a lot more do's than don'ts. We'll all get there together. But yeah, it's always a team effort everywhere you go, and that's kind of how it is here. I know that the news is an important part of this job, but I know you're really looking forward to getting on the air and doing some of the sportscasts and things too. That's kind of your passion?
Yeah, definitely. A sports play-by-play is definitely what I really would love to do, and excited to be working with Asa the rest of football season and going into basketball season, and excited to see how different and similar, football and sports and stuff are out here in Iowa than in Indiana. But talking with Asa about Friday night, I'm really excited about the 8-man league. I don't really know what to expect with that yet, but I think it's going to be pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, you get thrown right into the fire. There's no resting around. It's get right after it here once we get started. So, yeah, we'll hear you doing sports this Friday night. We've got Audubon and Glidden Ralston as our featured football game this Friday night, an 8-man game up at Chiz Jones Field in Audubon. And you'll be assisting Asa with that broadcast. So first chance to really kind of get out there and enjoy some of that. But been kind of fiddling away through here to the station as well, trying to learn more about us and learn more about how you fit in with what we do and the community and the area that we're in, too. That's always part of the difficulty there, moving like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Knowing coming out here, hey, it's going to take a learning experience. It's going to take some time. Not going to know and learn everything day one or week one. It's going to take time. Even, talking with Asa a lot yesterday and today about, hey, I've been here a couple months, and I'm still learning things and how everything goes. So, knowing, like I said, I got good people around definitely makes me feel a little easier and better about the situation, and just hoping you know, I can do a good job here.
Well, I was in your chair once too. The only difference between then and now is a lot more knowledge, a lot more wisdom, but also a little less hair. Just kind of the way it goes over time. Very good. Blake Burris joining us here at KJAN. Hope you get a chance to run into him here very soon. Welcome him to the community. He's excited to be able to serve you here in the Nishna Valley. Good luck.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jim. I'm excited to be here.